Good morning, still so far. 9:54 a.m. on the 29th of August, 2012. Yes, desperately late getting off this morning. It's been one of those ridiculous days, and I really don't see it getting any better, frankly. Yesterday was a mess. Today is ridiculous so far. The big thing yesterday was a change in schedule that I had to move from Monday to Tuesday, and then because that change in schedule interfered with two or three other things, I wound up leaving the house around 12:30 and not getting back until after 5. I got my hair cut, my beard trimmed, I went to my therapy, get a quick grocery run. But the biggie was when I went to pick up the kids, turns out there was only one kid to pick up, but I had to pick up the one. 18 minutes, 12 seconds, not bad. When I pulled away from the curb, my brakes started making this horrible grind. That was very disconcerting. Grind, 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 grind. So I eased home, dropped the kid, and went over to the garage, wherein they discovered that the brake adjustment lever, a little L-shaped or T-shaped piece of metal inside the wheel hub, had come loose. I didn't have any good explanation as to how it could have come loose. I just had my brakes done there not too long ago. So yeah, that was kind of a tight moment there for a while. It took them an hour to find it, another hour or so to make it right and get me on my way again after I paid him $100. A $20 part, $75 worth of labor, taxes and fees. It could have been a lot worse, but it was just one of those. So today I get up and I'm thinking, 6 o'clock, I'll get up, I'll get out, I'll get going. No, I won't. I didn't. Next thing I know, it's like 6:15. And I can't leave at 6:15. If I wait until 6:15, I don't get home in time in case there's a travel emergency. Like there was this morning. So it was good that I stayed home. Because about 7:05, I got the, our ride is not here, we need to leave. So I got my clothes on and headed out the door. And went up the street and found the ride just, you know, sitting there getting ready to pack up and move out. Handed the kids off. And instead of doing the smart thing and going home and going out for my walk, I sat down at the computer. And about 25 minutes ago, I stood up. It's like, oh, forgot all about the walk. So here I am walking now. It's too warm. Sun's not out, that's one thing. Sun's up, but it's behind some clouds. It's not helping the UV much, but at least it's not broiling the sidewalks. And I'm trying to walk fast so that I can get home, so I can try to get stuck in again. This is Wednesday. I was going to go meet with high school kids about the novel writing club tomorrow. But in discussions with the teacher, we decided that we would do a shorter session on Friday as an introductory piece so that Brian and I can work together on the students and talking about things like writing. Writing extended works. Editing and critique. So think good thoughts Friday morning, 9 o'clock. Which will carve a bit out of Friday, but all things considered, I think it's going to be one of those activities that invigorates me rather than enervates me. So I'm really hiking along. The thing said 18 minutes for the first mile, but that was because I stopped. I couldn't see the screen in the glare to type the address to put the picture out, which is another reason for getting underway early. Other than that, I don't have a lot on my mind today. I'm just kind of... I'm feeling scattered and shot down. Disappointed that I don't have my book ready. Extremely disappointed that I haven't heard from Bryden at all. If I pull the plug on Bryden, then that means I lose all of the reviews, all of the ratings on Amazon. Not that I have anything to give up much on Barnes & Noble, so that's not a big deal. But the Amazon reviews are significant, particularly for quarter share. Well, there's like 250, 260 of them. And unlike John Locke, not one of them purchased. Not all of them positive either, so that's kind of too bad. It's kind of a pisser. Now, the question is it worth doing, or should I just push forward, grit my teeth and grind it out and let them put the last two books together, however late they might be? If it was just the books, I would say probably let it sit. But there's other things going on behind the scenes that are causing me a certain amount of distress. If you're one of the people who's tried to order a book through Bryden, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So I don't know. It's a very troubling proposition. I think on the long run, looking at it long term, losing a few hundred reviews is probably not significant. I'll have to replace the cover art. I'll have to replace the internal layout, which is not really going to be that big a deal. I have a good template. I have good tools that would allow me to do that. I'll have to get the copies down so that I've got the last good published version, and then run them all through a scrub again and find all the typos that never got fixed. Well, maybe I can crowdsource that. Maybe I can turn it into a public relations event. I finished Ben Dobson's Scriber, and it was okay. It was just okay. It wasn't one of those books that I'm going to go back to all the time, but it is one of those books that I'm going to point to all the time and say, you know, even a cliché-ridden story can be told well. It's got some things in it that I don't particularly care for, but I can't really, you know, fault them on a first novel for having them in there. There's a lot of stuff that I think hampers his story. There's a lot of opportunities there for him to make the story richer without adding a lot of word count. But instead, he added a lot of word count that didn't help the story in terms of richness. Just sort of reiterated what he'd said. So, is that. And there's the main character who's dumb. So, that's one of my pet peeves. Now, Ishmael's dumb, but he doesn't think that he's dumb. And he's dumb in ways that people think is smart. And in Dobson's book, the main character, Denon Lark, is very much guilt-ridden. And he rides the guilt pony way too much, way too often, even in the face of evidence in front of his eyes. And he is, after all, a historian. And so history should bear out some of the lessons that he has, as a person, should have learned. Now, it could be that he's really quite young. It's not very clear, as you're reading the story, how old he is, really, that he left the Scribers Academy and has been in exile, a self-imposed exile for years, 5 or 6, maybe 10, 5 or 6 anyway. And but there's no indication of how long after he graduated from the academy that he went into exile. So there's this sort of ambiguity about his age all the way through the book. And at the end, he seems very young. At the beginning, he seems very old. And part of that is probably intentional in terms of what Dobson was trying to do with the book. So it was an interesting read to me from a construction standpoint. He has a lot of the same elements that Ravenwood has in terms of discovered power, in terms of a main character who thinks he's going mad. In terms of a world where magic is reputed not to exist, and in fact in this world it does not, but there are forces in play that substitute for magic. Which I found quite interesting. There was a final chapter. I don't remember now if he called it an epilogue. There was a final chapter at the book, end of the book, that I thought was interesting but not necessary, and in general weakened the narration by closing off too many threads, by putting it in the reader's face, by not trusting the reader to know what happens next. He spelled out a lot of things that were entirely obvious, if in general terms, if not in specific detail, at the end of that, next to the last chapter. And that's really where it should have ended. It really should have. It would have been a very powerful and moving book then. The tag afterward, the epilogue. I don't think that worked as well. But being overly critical too, it was a book that was interesting enough to keep me going through it to see what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. The author, not the main character. And unlike some other kinds of other books that I have read or run across of late, this one wasn't anywhere near as clunky as some, including my own. So yeah, something's burning somewhere. There's definitely smoke in the air. I don't know if we got another forest fire someplace. It smells almost like a grass fire. Yeah, I've been out here in the West long enough to call it a fire. Scary thought. Okay, at the end of the eastern reach, getting ready to take a northern turn here. It's a beautiful late summer day, I have to say. It's not 100 degrees like it normally is. It's more like 75 or 80. I'm overdressed. I always overdress. But it's a gorgeous day. There's browning tumbleweeds getting ready to cut loose from their moorings here on the side of the road. They'll be blowing around the neighborhood in a few days. There's a patch of some kind of weed. I wanted to call it buffalo grass, but it's not. Some kind of very straight, tall reed. Something in the grass or wheat family that's down in the catch basin where any amount of water that runs out of the neighborhood catches. So that's all still very green, but the most of the field here is brown. It's gone almost completely brown. A few patches of creosote bush here and there, but mostly just brown. A little bit of grain, a little bit of green further on out toward where the creek rides, but it's getting very brown now. I saw some yellow trees, some more yellow trees, the early part of the walk. So the leaves are changing. The one up the street here is still got a lot of green in it, but there's tinges of yellow everywhere. None of the trees along the runoff ditch have turned anything other than dark green. Crab apples with little tiny crab apples on them. How cute. The park has crab apple trees set out alongside the sidewalk. They've grown little fruit. I've not seen them bear fruit before. They're obviously getting old enough to do so. So I've kept a good pace today. After I got underway finally, I can tell because I'm panting. And in part because I've got this thing ticking down that tells me I'm doing pretty well. And I'm gonna cross the street. The final crossing up onto the sidewalk, onto the lawn that I mowed just this week. And here I am at the back gate with my customary tomorrow is another day. And I will talk to you then.